This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live coming at you from ForkFest 2021, or as I'm calling it lately, the Freedom Festival, which sort of encapsulates both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and ForkFest, and it's easier to say, and it's a bit simpler. And we're sitting here talking about, it's Ari and Lee, by the way, we're sitting here talking about the various developments in the, not in the case, but in the legal proceedings surrounding the case, which is not problematic. Right, like none of us are allowed to discuss the case, but we're not discussing the case. We're discussing the legal mumbo jumbo related to the case. Yeah.
What we are discussing right now is this publicly available document that anyone can go on to Court Listener and download the PDF themselves and read. And so that's exactly what I've done. And yeah, this is crazy. This is wild.
It is. But before we get back into it, I want to say thank you to CleoCat and Monmes, both of whom are gold level amplifiers. This means they choose to give $10 per month to the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And we don't ask $10 per month. All we ask for you to join the program, which involves a number of cool little perks like an AMP-only Facebook group, an AMP-only chat room on the Matrix server, some other cool stuff like that. It's $5 per month. It's money that we use strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence the name of the program, amp.freetalklive.com. CleoCat and Monmes, thank you so much for your contributions. It sucks. You know, nobody, Rich Paul, I alternate between the two. I try to call him Rich Paul because it's significantly less confusing for people who are listening when I say something like, nobody is still in jail. Right. It requires some context.
If only what that usually means in our language were true.
Yes. It becomes very confusing very quickly to have a human being called nobody to whom you are referring. The government doesn't want to let him out, which is strange to me. I mean, only two people were actually sought to be held by the prosecutors.
Right.
Or, as they call themselves, the government.
The sophisticated criminal mastermind.
Yeah. And Ian freaking Freeman and Rich Paul.
Yeah.
The criminal masterminds here.
And, like, they're talking about, oh, they're a threat. They're a threat to people. Like, seriously, if I had to pick of all of the people that are just least likely to be a threat to people, I mean, at the very top of the list would be Ian Freeman.
Sure.
I mean,
I would say all of the Crypto Six are probably the least likely to be a threat to anyone.
And Rich Paul is a 60-year-old hippie.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
So the prosecutors here included a picture of the gallows in front of the Capitol building. You got to, they filed this in a federal courtroom, a random picture taken from the Capitol of a gallows.
Don't these people have formatting standards? Literally every single legal document that I have ever laid eyes upon, it had white background, black text, very specific format, and all of a sudden this one's like, and here's a screen cap of a tweet, and here's a picture from the January 6th thing, and I actually know exactly what involvement he had with the January 6th thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Zero. None.
They go on to say, on the same day, a guillotine was set up out front. Front of the Arizona State Capitol in Phoenix. In light of these recent events, the defendant's calls for a guillotine are not as obviously in jest as he claims. When taken in context with the defendant's statements on the jail call less than a week later, the evidence is clear that the defendant poses a serious risk of obstructing justice or threatening, injuring, or intimidating potential law enforcement witnesses.
Right.
Yes, the 60-year-old hippie is going to intimidate the people who flew a freaking drone through the window at Leverett Street.
Yeah, I think they might have.
I am also scared of 4-year-old kids. They absolutely terrify me. They are a threat to my existence, and they could intimidate me into lying to the jury. Although, obviously, that's farcical. In addition to finding that there is a serious risk that the defendant will engage or attempt to engage in the conduct set forth in some gigantically long list of legal precedent, the court must also find that, quote, no condition or combination of conditions set forth in blah, blah, blah will reasonably assure the safety of any other person and the community. In common parlance, dangerousness to the community and obstruction of justice may not be separate and distinct categories, where there is a serious risk that the defendant, if released, would obstruct justice or intimidate witnesses. It could, in ordinary speech... God, I hate legal documents.
Yeah, legalese is an awful, 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 awful language.
It is, and this isn't even the worst of the ones I've seen. I mean, this was clearly fouled by someone who wanted it to at least be mildly understandable.
Yeah, well, so one thing that is really, really jarring for me when I'm reading this is that the prosecution refers to itself as the government.
Yes, yes, they do.
Well, okay, isn't that kind of assuming the point? Like, okay, wait a second, who are you arguing with here? I thought you were talking to the judge, and the judge is not only the government, but higher than you in the government.
This is something that I've repeatedly had to argue with my attorney about. Like, I realize it's just how they work to refer to the prosecutors as the government and the judge as the court, but they're all the government.
Yeah,
they are all on the same team.
Did my social studies teacher lie to me? Do we not have three branches of government?
We do, but they're all still government, right?
Right. The court. It's one of the three branches of government. And also, the prosecution is part of the court.
Wouldn't they be part of the... Well, yeah, I guess they would be part of the court, since they're the assistant U.S. attorneys, or U.S. attorneys. I don't know exactly what titles they have.
Right.
So, but it's all a mess. And, I mean, the judge that we have now used to be a federal prosecutor,
mm-hmm.
right? And is it a conflict of interest much, man? The people who are going to be arguing against me are you 20 years ago. Or 20, you know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, absolutely.
In addition to the evidence of obstruction, the defendant's history and characteristics provide additional evidence of his dangerousness to the community.
His history. He does a lot of drugs.
Sure
does. He's a 60-year-old hippie.
Trying to say with a straight face that Rich is dangerous to the community is difficult. They go on. The defendant has several convictions for possession of controlled substances, a conviction for obstruction of government administration, which I believe is when he, Ian Freeman, and some others stood in front of some police cars.
I believe that's
what they're referring to. I believe those charges were also dropped. A criminal contempt charge, I don't know anything about that, and several felony convictions for possession with intent to distribute controlled substances, for which he was sentenced to 12 months in jail. The defendant has a history of defying court supervision. He has a history of defying pretty much anything the government says, to be honest.
That's true.
I'm not going to argue with him that he defies court supervision. Following his conviction and incarceration on felony drug charges, the defendant violated his probation by possessing a dangerous weapon and using it in a threatening manner, as well as by continuing to use controlled substances. Now, I think what they're referring to here was his recent arrest. I say recent. It was close to 2 years ago in Manchester, when he had a machete in the trunk of his vehicle. And they characterized that as a dangerous weapon.
And I would characterize that as a really good way to clear away large weeds and bushes.
Yes, he characterized it as a gardening tool, and I believe those charges were also eventually dismissed. But this isn't the first time we've seen the prosecutors attempt to use charges that were dismissed against defendants in this case. They did the same thing with Ian, pointing to... Like, the charge against him of, you know, falsifying documents or whatever, which was related to his name change, they accused him of that in the courtroom, even though those charges were dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
The prosecutors are literally bringing up charges that were dismissed and attempting to use them against people in this case.
Yep. Well, and there's another part of this where they're like, well, when we raided his house, we found drugs.
Oh, we're getting to that. No.
Oh, that's
not
getting
too far ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I thought that was earlier in the document. So.
No, actually, it's the very next statement. During the execution of a search warrant on the day of the defendant's arrest, inside his bedroom, agents found extensive drug paraphernalia, including white powder, a rolled-up dollar bill, a baggie with yellow powder, boxes of... I lost my place in this. Boxes of some sort of drug, and they're FDA-controlled, apparently. More coming up about this absurdity. Rich Paul, the greatest threat to law enforcement to ever exist, because he's a 60-year-old hippie who runs his mouth. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Porkfest 2021 here at the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. a lot of Bitcoin being used here. I mean, there's a area right next to us where they just talk about Bitcoin all day, every day. Cryptocurrency is huge here. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, then you need to get to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. There's a few videos there. They're very short, 3 or 4 minutes long. They'll step you through the basics of Bitcoin. It's world-changing information, and you really should be learning about it. If you already know about it, though, there's still news for you and other things at Bitcoin.com. All of the news that's relevant to you, news.bitcoin.com. Check out the website. You can find it all on a sleek and easy-to-use modern website, Bitcoin.com. Now, one other thing that happened today that I haven't talked about is someone brought me this book here. It is a New Hampshire Manual for the General Court Number 67-2021. But as far as I can tell, all it really is a list of election outcomes. So, obviously, it has my sheriff campaign in here. The primary results are exactly what you would expect, but most interesting to me are the general election results, where the official printed bound results for the general election show Westmoreland having 7,700 votes for Eli Rivera in a town that has a population of 1,700. More than four times the number of people who live in Westmoreland, including children, managed to vote for Eli Rivera, and that's in the official record.
Wow.
And no one else seems to find that odd. Not that it would have changed the outcome of the election, but it raises the question of how reliable is our voting system if in this one random town we happen to find results that are off by a factor of more than 10.
Of the, not the voting population, the entire population.
Yeah, it's estimated that there's probably 700 voting age people in Westmoreland. Maybe half of them are registered, maybe half of them voted. So it's more likely 350 votes, but 7,710.
Well, you know, I mean, if I say I'm going to pay you $7,000 and I give you $300, that's cool, right?
It is not cool. And again, I want to stress that, you know, the reason I didn't pursue this much beyond making a post about it back then is just that it wasn't going to change the outcome of the election, but it raises all sorts of questions about having confidence in the voting system. How reliable are the results of the presidential election if we can look at just this one random election and we can find these numbers being off? How many of their votes that they reported for, you know, whoever that Westmoreland went for president in 2020, how many of those votes actually existed?
Right.
Now, this is clearly some clerical error. Someone accidentally added a zero or an extra seven or something. It should probably be 710 or perhaps 771. I don't know exactly where the error occurred, but no one caught it. No one fact-checked it. No one went, wait a minute. How can we possibly have more than 7,000 votes in this town that doesn't have a population even half that size?
And that is absolutely wild. And to see something like it's a beautifully bound, I mean, you'd half expect it to be part of a collection of encyclopedias or...
No joke. When the person brought it to me, I thought they were bringing me a Bible.
Right. Yeah, no, that's the style of binding that it has, except for the coloration, I suppose.
It's even got the nice little religious symbol here on the front, seal of the state of New Hampshire. I mean, this is an official book right here.
That is a very official book.
And it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's demonstrably, provably, unquestionably wrong. And again, I don't care, except that it's interesting to me. Multiply that one error in this one town in one county across all 12 counties in New Hampshire, across all 80-something counties in Mississippi, all the counties in Arkansas, and then add in all of those 50 states. And it's just amazing the level of inaccuracy that could actually exist in the election process.
Well, I mean, we're just going to give them absolute unquestioning power. Do we really need to make sure that they acquired it the way they said they did?
I don't want to give them that power in the first place, right? But because I've seen what they do with that power.
But it's so reliable.
They arrest my friends.
So reliable. It's completely just that they, you know, take power over people who don't want them to have it. And
what they do, right? Because none of us ever consented to the Constitution. There's all sorts of reasons why I wouldn't submit to the Constitution, even if the government did bother to ask. But they, of course, don't.
And I've seen what they do with power.
It's a terrible contract. Who the heck was negotiating this thing, honestly?
I mean, for its time, it probably wasn't that bad. But based on all of the ideological developments we have now, we can look at that document and go, yeah, that's not good. The Supreme Court is the best example of this. As Rothbard pointed out, with the Supreme Court, what we did was we gave the state the power and the ability to determine what the state was and wasn't allowed to do. That's obviously not going to work. But at the time, it probably didn't seem like that bad of an idea.
I guess, but I mean, like, okay, so you have this one brilliant opportunity that, okay, you have just kicked the king out of your country, so now all the king powers are everyone's.
Yes.
And you are going to do this completely untested thing where, like, no, I've got a great idea. If we divide it into three powers, then they could not possibly screw it up.
Well, they screwed it up monumentally, and the federal government has just grown in the meantime. You know, you mentioned who wouldn't want these people to have this power, and the truth is I've seen what they do with the power. They arrest me and my friends over arbitrary, capricious nonsense, and then they hold my friends in jail unjustifiably and pull out their tweets as a way of justifying their detention or their drug history as somehow being threats.
Oh, yeah, and that's a cute trick here. He's like, hey, so we found all this drug stuff, and he would be in jail at a mandatory minimum of 5 years if we were prosecuting him with that.
Yes, but they can't.
Oh,
and they know it.
You're not prosecuting him with that, probably because you know you would lose, and you're basically asking the judge to, hey, can you just, like, assume that we succeeded in prosecuting him with this and just keep him there for 5 years?
Well, it's important to remember that they literally can't charge him with the drugs that they found, because their search warrant did not authorize them to be looking for drugs.
Mm.
It was limited to electronic devices and stuff like that. So anything they found that's not related to the indictment is inadmissible as evidence.
Mm.
They can take it, they can confiscate it, they can do whatever they want with it, except use it as evidence. Because they weren't there searching for drugs, because they didn't have a warrant for that.
Like,
or they can sit here and use it against him in these legal documents.
Yeah.
While pointing out that he's not being charged with the drugs, well, obviously, you can't charge him with the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, of all people, Rich Paul knows that you can't charge him with the drugs. They go on to say the government's case against the defendant is strong. He is charged with conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money servicing business, which is not true. He is being charged with a conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transmitting business. And it would be nice if the prosecutors knew what the hell they were charging us with. But they don't. Moving on, which involved receiving deposits of wire transfers into a bank account and paying out that amount in Bitcoin. There's a contract signed between the defendant and co-defendant Ian Freeman, which lays out the precise terms of the operation, whereby funds will be deposited into the defendant's bank accounts, and Freeman would distribute Bitcoin in return. See Exhibit 7, which I didn't actually pull up. A search of co-defendant Ian Freeman's computer revealed numerous photographs of individuals holding handwritten signs indicating that they were buying Bitcoin from the Church of the Invisible Hand. Now, remember what the prosecutor said regarding Ian and all of the fraud charges against him, saying that, oh, with a wink and a nod, he was letting these people... Then why the hell does he have these photographs of these people attesting that they knew what they were buying? It's absolutely absurd. More coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's Free Talk Live.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the death of George Floyd. The 2020 murder sparked protests, riots, and looting all over the United States over the harsh treatment of Floyd. The governor of Florida wants to know how a high-rise condo near Miami Beach collapsed.
We need a definitive explanation for how this could have happened.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying he is working to get to the bottom of the tragedy. At least four people are dead and over 150 others are unaccounted for as crews continue to search.
You have a lot of family here. You have families that lost loved ones in this building collapse. They have a right to know.
A lawyer for the resident association that manages the building says it was about to undergo extensive repairs. USA Radio News. The widow of antivirus software creator John McAfee says her husband was not suicidal and blames the United States authorities for his death. McAfee found dead in a prison cell in Spain on Wednesday. The 75-year-old was awaiting extradition after being charged with tax evasion in the United States last year. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is commenting on the ongoing violence in America's cities, following a push by many lawmakers to defund police. McCarthy highlights a story that shocked many, two children being caught in the crossfire of a recent shooting in New York City.
Their idea of defunding the police and now eliminating police is not the message that America wants to hear. They want to hear security and safety. But what are they watching on their televisions after this actions by the Democrats of defunding the police? Two young children in their own neighborhood in New York, tackled by a man who's running, who's being shot at.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and if you somehow have no idea what we're talking about when we're talking about this federal indictment against me, Ian, several others, including Rich Paul, also known as Nobody, then head over to thecrypto6.com to find out all about it. There's an awesome, a very well put together video there. It's about a minute long. It just steps you through the very basics of what happened on March the 16th when joint government agencies worked together to basically take down Free Talk Live. Whether they intended to do that or not, that was the result of what they did. And if you don't think Free Talk Live should be taken off the air, if you don't think that Bitcoin should be considered a crime, then go to thecrypto6.com and consider contributing or writing letters to people who are in jail. There's links to all of that on the site. Check it out at thecrypto6.com. With you today, it's Aria.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And I would normally say with you tonight, but as mentioned previously, we are at ForkFest, pre-recording the show. Yesterday, something appeared on Court Listener. It's the government's, the prosecutor's, see, they've even got me doing it now, the prosecutor's objection to Nobody's release, to Rich Paul's release. This gets so confusing. So we've been diving into it. They go on to say the wire fraud charges are based upon lies to the banks. Now, it is a felony. It is a crime to lie to banks. That much is true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a lie for banks. I mean, it's not a crime for banks to lie. I think it was in 2018 Wells Fargo was busted using accounts of its existing customers to open up new accounts on behalf of those customers without ever informing them about it. And it made something like $25 million off of just moving things around in their databases. Mm-hmm. And it ripped off their customers in the process. And they were never punished for this.
Right.
And they're never going to be punished for this. They do whatever they want. They lie constantly. They caused the recession in 2007. And they're not being held accountable. Except by Bitcoin.
Right.
The recession caused by the banks, as Satoshi Nakamoto pointed out in his early newsletters, is the reason for Bitcoin's existence. So, I mean, this is
if you were operating honestly, if you were dealing in good faith, if you were in any way accountable, then we wouldn't have to replace you completely.
And they don't want to be replaced. And this is just one facet of how they're resisting their ultimate replacement. You see other ways with them doing things like, I think Wells Fargo is implementing cryptocurrency wallets on behalf of their customers, which is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. I can't imagine giving Wells Fargo my cryptocurrency because my cryptocurrency exists to destroy Wells Fargo as an institution.
That it does.
So, the government, the prosecutors don't want to, I guess it's not accurate to call them the government. But the prosecutors don't want to release Rich Paul, saying that he directed customers to indicate the deposits were for, quote, church donations, so that banks would not become aware of the true nature of the operation.
So here's my question. Why is this part of this document? Like, you are arguing your case before the time that is specifically when you argue your case.
Because the weight of evidence helps determine whether or not a person can be considered a flight risk. If they have very strong evidence, then it's far more likely the person will get found guilty and is more likely that the person will flee, presumably. But there's no allegation here whatsoever that they're worried about Rich Paul heading off to Mexico or Tahiti or wherever.
Right.
So I don't know what their goal is in bringing this up, except to convince the judge that he's guilty before the trial.
He's bad. He's bad man. He's not good guy. You know, let him go.
The government has obtained numerous wire transfer records and deposit slips for the defendant's accounts with the designation of church donation. And again, Lee, as you point out, it's just bizarre to me to look at this and see them sort of presenting the evidence that they most likely, one would think, intend to use in the actual case.
Mm-hmm.
In the reasons, in their list of objections about why they think...
But we're going to win. You can't let him go. We're going to win this. And I mean, you pointed out, yes, if they were arguing he's a flight risk, then that would be the context that made this make sense. They're not arguing that he's a flight risk.
Yeah, from what I've seen, there is nothing in here asserting that he may be a flight risk, a danger to the community and to law enforcement, they said, but nothing about him being a flight risk.
Yeah, so why are they arguing the case when they're arguing about his bail? Stay on topic, people. Learn how to do your own paperwork.
They go on to say the government... Oh, I said that. These facts, when combined with the evidence already discussed with respect to the serious risk of obstruction of justice or intimidation of witnesses, demonstrate by clear and convincing evidence that there are no conditions or combination of conditions that will reasonably assure the safety of any other person and the community. I would point out that he hasn't had a weapon the entire time that he's been a felon.
Right.
And without a weapon, how is he possibly going to be a threat to anyone or the community?
It's like, yep, you caught him for the drugs,
hasn't
had a weapon since, and before you battered down his door, he wasn't a threat.
He still isn't a threat.
Maybe, just maybe, you'll continue to be exactly the same kind of threat you were before.
And the drug charges that they're not even drug charges. They just bring up the fact that he had drugs. To me, that's revealing about what they're trying to do. I mean, they're trying to paint him as a bad person. He's evil. He's a violent felon. He had a machete. Even though those charges were dropped, unless they're referring to something else. I don't stay up to date on the various going-ons of Rich Paul, but I'm pretty sure they're referring to the case where he was arrested for having the machete, and those charges were dropped.
Right.
How could it possibly be acceptable for prosecutors to use charges that are dismissed against you in a hearing before a federal judge? The judge should look at that and say, this is irrelevant. These charges were dropped. And I'm certain Rich Paul's attorneys will look into this objection, just as Ian's did when the prosecutors objected to Ian's release, and nobody's, Rich Paul's attorneys will come back and say, no, this is the reason why that's stupid, this is the reason why that's wrong, and ultimately they will end up before a judge where who knows what the hell will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But those phone calls, man, they do not sound good. It's not a good look, and threatening to kill himself is not going to do him any favors. I mean,
the person he was talking to was the one who was saying that he would kill himself if they put him in jail.
I was under the impression that it was Rich saying that he would get some heroin and overdose, but I don't know. It's all very confusing. We could go and look back through it again, but all in all, it's just them repeating what they said at the hearing that I didn't actually attend, and they need to let this dude out. I don't know where he's going to go, because he obviously can't go back to Leverett Street. I just today got permission to go back to Leverett Street now that Ian is there.
Right.
But presumably he's got somewhere he can go, and, you know, he can get back to doing his coding and all of that and carry on with his life while he awaits trial. It's difficult to prepare for a trial with your attorney when the evidence against you is sealed under a protected order, which means you can't actually have it in your physical possession. You have to be with your attorney to review the evidence. Like, if my attorney finds something in the evidence that he thinks I should look at, he can't just email it to me and ask my thought. I have to go by his office and look at it on his computer. I don't know why that's the case, but it is. It's very difficult in those circumstances to even imagine somehow, plus with your limited number of phone calls, how are you supposed to prepare for a trial of this scope, of this scale, from behind bars?
Well, and okay, so if they are arguing he might kill himself if he stays in jail, and that is your argument for keeping him in jail.
That's a fair
really?
Point.
Really? That's you want to talk about, like, you are arguing that he is a danger to himself for being in jail.
Well, they put him on some sort of anti-anxiety meds, and I'm not a particular fan of that, but I understand why they did it.
Apparently, they're working really, really well for him, and I mean, I know that's been a thing that he has struggled with to deal with anxiety and things like that, doesn't help an anxious person to kidnap them and gently torture them. But
when people put a caged animal in when they put an animal in a cage, it becomes anxious. More coming up. We got Jeffrey Tucker joining us here in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2021 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. I've been saying that we were staying until July the 4th, but things changed today, and I may actually not be staying until July the 4th. It's unclear right now, but I'm certainly staying right now because we have an awesome guest here with us.
Jeffrey Tucker,
yeah, absolutely. I was hoping I was going to get to see you this year because last year our conversations were some of the most interesting
they
that I
were.
Had.
And we were part of the few, the proud, you know, showing up to Porkfest during lockdown.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we were like, you know, lockdowns, what? You know, we're gonna come here and risk getting a virus.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that really happened. There were like 400 of us that were infecting each other.
We're going to have actual human faces in front of us.
The dreaded COVID-19. We're going to get it. But actually, the strange thing about after last year is that there was a survey sent out. Do you remember this?
There was
a survey. And it was somebody like, did you get sick? And nobody did.
No one did. As it happens, a lot of the Free Talk Live crew did end up contracting COVID-19 recently.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and I was tired and sore for about a day. I lost my sense of smell for nearly 2 months.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm totally fine. Everyone who had it there
sorry.
Is totally
well,
fine.
Well, right, statistically, you're dead. We're just going to count this as a COVID death, and I'm going to appeal for like $40,000 and say that I put you on a respirator. It'll be fine.
You know, I've thought about, you know, we've all had 16 months to think about what the hell happened to us, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, maybe my mind's too active, but every day I slightly change my mind. So I'll just tell you what I'm thinking today.
Okay. Well, changing your mind is a good thing, isn't
it? Yeah. Well,
it's,
just,
being
it's
alive.
Like new information.
In lieu of telling me what you think tomorrow, I guess I can accept it.
Okay. So today, I'm thinking that there were some very strange people out there that imagined that they could construct human society in a completely different way, in which we don't have contact with each other. Like, contactless was their slogan.
Yeah.
For how society would work. And I bumped into an article by, of all people, Anthony Fauci of August 2020. Imagine that. In a scholarly journal in which she says we have to get rid of cities, we have to stop going to sporting events, we have to stop hanging out at bars, we have to get rid of concerts, and we have to get rid of pets.
Oh, wow. The Bowery Manifesto.
Yeah. And we have to reconstruct the infrastructure of the social order. This is August 2020. Now, you think about, when was that written? That was like, okay, it was going to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Like, okay, life sucked.
But that's what they said.
We're like, oh, okay, we can deal with that. But then a month went by, and those of us who are like rational people, you know, I'm starting to wonder about this whole shit. By August, we're like, F this, right? Yeah. No more of this. But Fauci comes out with his great manifesto. We have to empty the cities. No more concerts. No more human contact. Basically, devolving society backwards in time to the Middle Ages and even earlier.
Destroying what it meant to be human.
Yeah.
So if you just look at at a post-zombie apocalypse world, that's really what he's aiming for. You know, empty cities, no like pets.
That. So what the weird thing about that article, which I read just this morning, is that it makes you realize something very strange, and I think it's impossible for us to come to terms with this. What happened to us over the last 16 months was not, in the end, really about SARS-CoV-2. It was about something bigger, like a weird vision, like a dystopian vision of like what the ruling class wants to do to us. And
I would tend to agree.
I mean, I don't know if this is right, but I mean, like, he laid it out in August 2020.
Which means it was likely written years prior.
I'm not entirely sure. Actually, I wish I understood that. I wish I understood.
Well, so what this reminds me of is there's extensive documentation in things like the Carnegie Foundation, where they get together and they're like, hey, we need to change the way society works.
Right.
How are we going to do it?
Right.
And they're like, well, I'm pretty sure war is really the most effective way to change the way a civilization works.
Right.
And then there's a world war. Then they get back together. They're like, hey, so we made these changes, but we're worried about these, you know, sticking because,
people matter.
I mean, wars end in theory, and well, not anymore, but in theory wars end and people might go back to, you know,
wait,
what
you're talking
like.
About the end of World War II, right?
Yeah.
And that was the foundation of things like Bretton Woods or the Council of Foreign Relations and so on.
Well, and what they decided on, they're like, well, if we want these to stick, then we need to change the education system in these following ways.
Yeah, because
basically making it modular with communism.
Okay, you're going to deep history here. Like, what you're saying is like, so after World War One, everybody got pissed. They're like, why do we slaughter young people? And, you know, for this stupid war we hated. So after World War Two, they're like, okay, let's not have those kind of regrets. Let's just make the war wonderful. And so I think that we're living through similar times right now, right? It's like we destroyed the world for 16 months or something like that.
We did, and it was ineffective. The thing that shocks me most about this is that so many humans actually believe that they could control a force of nature like a virus.
So that's exactly right. That's the critical point, what you just said. A virus is an invisible thing, a pathogen, around which we've lived for apparently millions of years, right? And our immune systems have evolved to adapt to them. And you're right. Like, what kind of pretense is involved with a system of power that imagines you're going to control, you know, the smartest thing in the world?
It's out of control egotism. Yeah. You know, they don't understand that, you know, they're just pieces of nature as well. We are just pieces of nature as well. And they want to take control of everything to somehow fight nature.
Well, so there's this tsunami coming, and I've got this great plan. I, as the government, will mandate that all of you leave your homes and go down to the beach, and we all just push with our hands at the same time.
And
that will
send
a tsunami
away.
It's been very weird to watch it happen, though, and then to watch the elites come out and say things like, we have to incentivize people to get the vaccine. Some of these game show-like things they're doing to promote the vaccine.
The vaccine is a palliative. That's their magic pill. It's like,
it is.
Like, your hell will go away if you jab this needle in you, which, by the way, I don't like needles jabbed in me, generally, you know. But
I've literally seen this at my other job, where employees who are vaccinated no longer have to wear their masks. And it happens to be convenient for me because I'm on really good terms with my boss. I was like, hey, do you need a vaccine card for me? Because I can fake one up and send it to you. To which she said, no, don't worry about it. Because she knows it's going to be fake. But they've literally incentivized people. Hey, you want this nightmare to end? Jab yourself.
But what do you make of this? Something I don't understand. Let me ask you a theory about this. It's like, why don't we talk about the great discovery of the last, say, 250 years, which is natural immunity. Like, why has that been such a taboo subject?
How do I put a meter on that?
Oh, so it's not measurable?
Well, no. So I'm quoting what they told Tesla when he comes up with this great plan to make electricity available to everyone in the world instantaneously from their location. And so he's talking to the power people about this, and they're like, well, how do I put a meter on that?
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, that's weird. So you're saying that because natural immunity is basically...
They can't charge
an evolved process. It's not a manufactured, therefore, commodifiable.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Right.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, at my least conspiratorial on this entire thing, it is just a massive cash grab for the pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, it seems like that, doesn't it? Well, even if you didn't want to believe that, you'd have to overcome a lot of evidence to not believe it, you know?
Who is paying for the vaccine distribution and the vaccines that are being received? Because I know a lot of people who have been vaccinated, and not a single one of them paid a dime.
Right. Well, so I mean, if they actually paid for it, they might have to actually want it.
And yeah. Nobody really wants it. I mean, you know, it's like, okay,
well,
like if you're 81 or
fear,
something. Yeah, yeah. But if you're... I would say under 70 and more or less healthy.
Yeah.
And it's not clear. I'm sorry, we're getting into weird areas, but it's not clear to what extent the vaccine is actually effective against, you know, the wild version of SARS-CoV.
Yeah, they're just about booster shots
according
one of the most recent articles I saw about COVID-19 suggested that, you know, actually contracting COVID-19 gives you lifelong
immunity.
Yes, of
course.
Which
to a variety
of
coronaviruses.
But the vaccine is less effective than natural immunity. Who would have thought that humans can't really compete with nature?
You know, it's so funny you say that, and you say it with some sense of trepidation as if you're saying some taboo thing. But it's like a known fact for like 100 years.
Well,
that's crazy, right?
The last time I looked at their numbers, which I don't necessarily trust at all, but according to their numbers, you start out with a roughly 90% chance of getting over this thing. And then if you take their vaccines, you get a roughly 95% chance of getting over this thing. And then they market this as, take the vaccine and you will have a 95% chance of getting over this.
So there's very interesting studies about those numbers, right? So
yeah.
So if I gave you the vaccine and you didn't get COVID, you didn't die, I'd be like, oh, that's a success. Okay, so that's where they get the 95% number from. Mm. So, but there was a study, sorry, I can't remember the university.
Can you stick with us for another segment?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. More coming up from Free Talk Live. Lee and myself joined by Jeffrey Tucker. Definitely stick around. It's Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.